Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Zvachim, and we are holding at parak Tes, Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu im olu lo yardu. The following things, if they go, if they went up on the Mizbeach, cannot come down from the Mizbeach. Halan, anything that was left overnight. Va'tame, anything that became tame. Va'yotze, anything that was brought outside of the Azara. Va'nishchav chutz lezman v'chutz l'mekomo, any carbon that was shechted beyond the allotted time or beyond the allotted place of where it's allowed to be shechted. V'shekiblu psulim v'zarku as or if pasul kohanim or non kohanim or mekabel the dam and were zorik the dam or were zorik the dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that there are three things that are pasul that the mizbeach will not be mekadesh. Shenishchet b'layil, if something was shechted at night, shenishbach is dama or the dam of the carbon spilled. V'shiyatzu dama chutz l'klaim, where the dam was taken outside of the azara. Im also terid, in those cases, if it was brought on the mizbeach, it does come down. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo terid, but Rabbi Shimon says no, it stays on the mizbech, does not come down. Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she psul b'kodesh hakodesh mekablo, that any time there is a psul in the kodesh, that in the process of doing regular avodah, suddenly became pasul, so then the mizbech will be mekadesh such things. Belo ay psul b'kodesh ein hakodesh mekablo, but if the psul had nothing to do with kodesh, then the mizbech will not be mekadesh. It's not then it would be brought down. But the things that we're identifying, of shechted at night or in the wrong place, those kinds of things, those are all psula bakodesh. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. What does it mean, psulim b'kodesh, not psulim b'kodesh? Elu lo hayu psulim b'kodesh. The following things are psulim that have nothing to do with kodesh, have nothing to do with the normal process they do not become pasul through the process of doing the normal avoda. Haroveh v'anirba, an animal that was involved in bestiality on one end or the other. V'amuksa, something that was designated for avodah zarah. V'anevar, something that was actually used for avodah zarah. V'esnan, something that was used as payment for a zona. V'amechir, something that was used as exchange for a dog. V'akalayim, and something that was that was a mixture of two different breeds. V'hatrefa, or a trefa animal. V'yotzei dofen, or an animal that was a C-section. U'balei mumin, or an animal that had a mum. So all of these psulim are pasul karbanos, but they have nothing to do with the course of the avoda. They were pasul before they ever showed up. Rabbi Akiva makshir balei mumin. Rabbi Akiva says that a balei mum, once it was brought on the mizbeach, is allowed to stay on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Chananya Sagan HaKohanim Omer, Docho Ya Abes Palimum Nel Gam Mizbeach. Rabbi Chananya Sagan HaKohanim says, well, my tradition from my father is that Balmum gets thrown off the Mizbeach. It does not stay on the Mizbeach. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, we had said that the list of items that once they're on the Mizbeach, they stay on the Mizbeach, is something that was there overnight, or became Tamei, or was brought outside of the Azara, or shechted beyond its time, or beyond the place that it's supposed to be, or non-Kohanim did the Kabbalah or the Zrika, and Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, three cases, shechted at night, if the dam spilled out, or if the dam left the Azara, it does get brought down from the Mizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, it does not, it stays on the Mizbeach, because Rabbi Shimon's rule is very simple. Whenever it was Psula B'Kodesh, the Psul happens in the course of the Avodah, so then the Mizbeach keeps it, but if it was not psula b'kodesh, then the mizbech does not keep it, then it's brought down from the mizbech. And then Mishnah Gimel, we defined which types of psulim are not considered psula b'kodesh. So we said, roveha, nirva, that which was involved in bestiality, and that which was involved in being designated for avodah zarah, being worshipped as avodah zarah, payment for a zona, a payment for a dog, a kalayim, a trefa, a C-section, and balmum was a machlokas. Tanakama says a balmum is not psula b'kodesh, and therefore it comes down from the mizbech, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's perfectly kosher, and Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim says that I have a tradition in my family that we would send a balmum down from the mizbech. It would not stay on the mizbech. It would have a din of that which is low psula b'kodesh. That it was not psula b'kodesh. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet.